Beaver basketball from Gus Davis Adolphus in St. Peter, Minnesota. Chris Bachman joined by men's basketball coach Brian Van Haften. Second game of the season. VH, let's back up to your season opener now. Sunday afternoon hosting Nebraska Wesleyan. No shortage in points, unfortunately. A loss for us, 109-104.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I mean, you know, Nebraska Wesleyan is as close to playing Grinnell style as anybody. They really just come down and shoot a lot of threes, and they got it going a little bit in the second half, shooting from the arc, and we just had a hard time guarding them. And they got a couple of guys that are just really good players. I'm glad they're seniors, because when they start conference next year, they won't be in our conference. And those two guys are very good players. But we had good players, too. I mean, we had eight guys in double figures. Of the 11 guys that played on the court, nine of them had their career highs in the game. And so it's just kind of interesting. Our team right now, we really got a lot of new faces.
Oh, no doubt about that. You and I discussed that a few weeks ago. And, Brian, of the 11 that played for you, 10 of those had double digits in minutes. And how did you feel they responded to having really the limelight shined on them in the varsity level?
Well, it was a tough game to play your first game just because it's, such a weird game. It's just not a typical basketball game when you play Nebraska Wesleyan. And so it was a little bit difficult for them. But overall, offensively, we were fine. We had 23 assists in the game, and we just had 16 or 17 turnovers. Then we got late in the game, and we just tried to hold on instead of try to win the game. And just had a couple of costly turnovers. But other than that, I thought our guys really came out and got after it, and so I'm looking forward to seeing how these guys are going to keep responding as we go forward.
Nick Clark, 11 assists. Bobby Ivey led those eight players in double figures. The Storm Lake St. Mary's grad scored 18 on 6 of 8 shooting, 3 dunks, and the Iowa Conference Men's Basketball Player of the Week.
Yeah, Bob was great. I mean, you know, what I told the guys before the game is I'm just looking for what I can see in your eyes. So what I can see between your ears as far as mentally being sharp, you know, not letting the moment get to you. And I thought Bob did a really nice job of that. He was ready to roll. It was a good game for him. I knew he'd have a good game if he was sharp mentally, just because, it's a game where he could attack the basket a little bit. And I thought he'd get some easy baskets around the rim. And, you know, like you said, 2 or 3 dunks. And I just thought he had a really nice game.
How about the Weiss Cup kid? How about his performance?
Yeah, he was great. I mean, he's a great ball handler, a great passer. We're going to see great things from Thomas before it's all done. I mean, he is smooth. He is a great shooter. He is good on the dribble. He's continuing to work on his defense a little bit, but I can't wait to see what he does for the rest of his career. He's going to be one of the really good ones.
Well, I can't wait to watch you guys play Friday night. These new faces on the floor. Coach Van Haften's team losing the season opener Sunday 109-104 against a team that will be in the Iowa Conference, as VH alluded to, next year, Nebraska Wesleyan. Schedule certainly does not get any easier for Coach VH. We'll talk about tonight's matchup with the Gusties after this on 97.5 KBVU. Beavers men's basketball from St. Peter, Minnesota, on the road for the first time this year. And I look at your schedule, Brian, after today, you go next week back up to the Twin Cities, a couple more tough ones. And then the following weekend, Wisconsin for 2 tough games. Your next home game, if I'm not mistaken, December 12th against Northwestern. I believe it's the 12th, Brian. And you have no cupcakes ever. That's just you.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I like that. I mean, I think it's a great challenge for us, and it means we've just got to keep getting better. It would probably be nice to have a couple of cupcakes along the way, I guess, but for these guys' sake. But, you know, at the same time, I think it's good for them. They've got to realize they've got to come get it every single game, and one of these times we're going to break out, and it just might be tonight.
Well, this is always a great matchup, Gus Davis Adolphus and Buena Vista University, great games in the past, and I certainly assume tonight will be no exception.
Shouldn't be. I tell you what, Gus Davis has got a lot of experience. They're really good in the post. They will be as good in the post as any team will see all year, bar none. I mean, there will not be a team that's even close to this team in the post. They're really good in there. They're really strong. They got four of them, and they stay fresh. And we're going to have a good game. We're going to have a good game from our guards. They're going to have to play good defensively so that we can limit some of their touches in there. And our post players got to be on cue and just limit them to one shot. If we can limit them to one shot, you know, they're going to make a few shots. But if we can limit them to one, I think we'll be in good shape.
Brian, I listened to your post-game comments after Sunday's game, and that's one thing you brought up was rebounding and your team doing a better job.
Yeah. Well, Nebraska Wesleyan is crazy. I mean, they got five guys. They're all going to the old glass. You know, like I said, it was a tough game for us, the first game, and it probably surprised us a little bit. But this game, there's no surprises here. We're going to have to box out hard. We're going to have a good game on the glass. We're going to have to mean it when we box out. If we do that, we'll be fine. You know, we've got some advantages in the game, too, but they have the advantage on the block. We have the advantage, you know, with the efforts that we're going to give on the glass and how we rebound the ball really well.
Brian, now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, take us through those 3 days of practice.
Well, Monday we took the day off as we, you know, after a home game, you know, I thought it'd be good to take a day off. We needed one anyway. We had Tuesday and Wednesday were really good practices, especially on Wednesday. And, you know, Thursday we're just going to have a light practice and get ourselves mentally ready to go for this game. But, you know, the guys are great. They are a close-knit group of guys. I wish more people had a chance to hang around with them a little bit because certainly fresh guys who have a lot of fun together. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting on the road. We're looking forward to getting on our charter bus, play some cards, watch some movies. Now, Eda Perkins, all those things. These guys, there's a lot of little things in life that they really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And a road trip, one, is included in that. And Gus Davis Adolphus, Buena Vista University. VH, best of luck. We'll talk after the ball game.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Coach VH here in the pregame. We'll have the starting lineups next on 97.5 KBVU, your home for Beaver Athletics.